Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Friday afternoon, we put your questions as part of our Ask Me Anything chat to somebody who's working in maybe an interesting background or an unusual career, maybe a slightly different profession that you've always had those pub questions about. So send them in to us today because I'm talking to Paula Campbell, who's a publisher with Poolbeg Press. Paula, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea.
How did you get into this?
Would you believe I started to work in a bookshop when I was 17, which I won't tell you how many years ago that was. My brother rang and said they're stuck in a particular bookshop and would you come in? And that's really where it started. A lot of my time was in retail. Then I went into the wholesale end for a little while, for about 6 years. And then I moved into publishing and sales and marketing and then gradually moved up then to publisher.
Publisher. Were you always a keen and avid reader?
It was, I suppose. Yeah. My older brother was a great reader and he would give me books to read from, you know, as young as I can remember. Yeah. So I would. And I always felt I would work somewhere in publishing. I loved English. I did English in college. So
okay.
I always felt I'd end up somewhere.
Yeah, the foundations were there.
Must have been.
Great. Well, we've loads of questions in, Paula, today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Alicia has sent in this question.
What does a book publisher do? Like, what is their day to day?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. It might take a while.
Justify your job.
Yes, I'll give you a speedy answer. It's probably not what people think. They probably think that I just sit and read all day, but I actually don't. When I go in the morning, first job would be going through the post. We would take manuscripts from unsolicited manuscripts. They don't necessarily have to come through an agent. So literally the post is there. I open the post. I look at what I have, or sometimes email submissions come in now as well. I have a look at them, see what I like the look of, and then that would be the first part of the job. Then I'm dealing with authors that were currently publishing. So I would kind of oversee the marketing and PR campaign. Basically, I have to decide what we're going to publish, when we're going to publish it, in what format, what cover, and then sort of liaise with the bookshops and PR. So it's kind of, we're a small publishing house. So in bigger ones, say in the UK, there would be departments. But with us, because we're a small Irish publishing company, I would kind of oversee all the different aspects.
So the bids that come in, the hard copy bids, somebody who's out there now and has a great idea and they send in a
three chapters.
And ideas.
Exactly. Well, there's kind of strict, every publishing house would have its own submission guidelines. So if you look on our website, you'd see we take three chapters and the synopsis. So I would bring home the three chapters, have a read. If I like the look of it, I'll ask them to send in more. I'll read the whole thing, make the decision. We'll go to our editor to get a second opinion. And then you go through then the contract stage and then you schedule it. And then
it all goes
from there.
Good. We've another question in from Ger.
Hi there. I have a question for the book publisher, please. I am a graphic designer and illustrator, and I would really love to design book covers and illustrations for books in my career. And I was just wondering what is the best way of getting work in front of a publisher to be considered for that kind of work, and any tips on, you know, what to do or what not to do. Thank you.
Interesting. Again, I would just say do your research. And make sure that the portfolio you send is relevant to the publishers. If a publishing house doesn't do children's books, well, then sending them illustration, you know, comical child illustrations aren't going to work. So do your research and really just contact the publisher and say, look, this is what I can do.
So should Jer get on to you
Absolutely,
guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, send in her email to me and I'll certainly have a look at
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah,
Simple as that, Jer.
Yeah.
We have another question in from Claire.
Do you have to read the book in full or do you know by the first pages if the book's going to be any good or not?
Tell the truth now.
Well, they always say there's a book in everybody, but there isn't.
Well, a good book.
Yeah, I can assure you there isn't. I will use the three chapters, read them first, and then if I like the way it's going. But you'll kind of know, if something is really, really bad, you would know after the first
really?
Few pages. Yeah.
Are you looking at the quality of the writing or is it the idea?
It's a little bit of everything. A manuscript coming in doesn't have to be perfect because we do have an editor who will literally go through line by line with the author.
Yeah.
But they have to be able to write. They have to be able to capture your imagination. I'm very much plot driven. I read for the plot. I read for the story. I read to kind of see, well, this will keep somebody engaged. This will keep somebody, you know, awake for until 2 a.m. to read another chapter. So it's kind of that's what I'd look for, knowing that our editor is gay short and that she would literally then go with, you know, work with the author on a kind of the line by line. So it doesn't have to be perfect, but the synopsis is very important because that's where we'll see how the story is going to be planned out. There's no point sending three chapters and go, I'm not really sure how this is going to work. It's better if you kind of have the whole thought process done and then we know where it's going to go.
We've another one in from Brian.
I've often wondered why many paperbacks are published in extra large versions before subsequently being published in the standard paperback size. The large ones are very awkward and too big for a pocket or a bag.
Again, it's an interesting question that in the book business we all talk about all of the time about the formats. The trade paperback, which is that large format, really has replaced the hardback. So if years ago you would see the hardback coming out. So this sort of, and it sort of, for certain publishers, it indicates a big author. You know, if you've got one of Ireland's huge authors, like Marion Keyes or something like that, you'll see them in large format. So it's sort of the publisher saying, we really believe in this. So it's kind of, and then you bring it out then in paperback. So a slightly different market.
Do you ever approach people and say, listen, you know, whatever, Pat Kenny or Andrea Gilligan or whoever it is, yeah, you know, artist, footballer.
No, we don't.
You don't?
We don't. It's a different type of publishing. We generally, as I say, Irish people, I mean, most of the books that you're looking at now have all just come in from people in the post. Just ordinary people writing their stories.
So I've got one here, the World's End from Karen Fitzgibbon. Is that out on the shelves at the moment?
That's just out now. Yeah, that's our May book. Yeah.
Nice Weather for a Killing, Seymour Cresswell.
He will be out at the end of August.
We're Finding Hannah from M.A. Purcell.
Just out in the last week.
And these are
just all manuscripts that came in to me either via email or post. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So this is literally what our listeners are talking about. If you're sending in your thoughts and ideas and
I could get five manuscripts a day. In. Now, bearing in mind, we only publish maybe 25 in a year. So, you know, we get a lot in, but then you have to try and extract what you feel are the best.
A couple of WhatsApps. Do you ever get crime fiction books that are just too detailed and gruesome to publish?
Well, again, we can control that. So if they're too gruesome, we can talk to the author and say, look, no one's going to like this. You have to sort of, you know, draw the line. So,
Which book do you wish you published? That's a good question.
Oh, God, which book do I wish you published? I think the one like when the crawdad, what's it, the crawdad?
Oh, the crawdad
sing.
Where the crawdad sings.
I kind of thought that was lovely. Look, there's so many. There's so many.
How long does it take from sending the manuscript in to getting a book published?
Again, it just depends on what my reading pile is like. We had one author, it took 4 years. That's not the norm, though, I can assure you. So, I mean, it just depends, as I say, if I've 20 manuscripts ahead of them. So no more than a year.
No more than a year, typically. We've another voice note in, Paula, from Lisa.
So we're all very aware of the term not to judge a book by its cover. I would be very interested to know, though, how much thought and creative thought goes into that process when trying to ensure that a person's perception or thought on a book won't be swayed by the actual cover itself.
That's a great question.
It is a great question. Covers can be an absolute head wreck. They really can. Sometimes they just come about very, very easily, and other times you could be weeks just trying to work on. People do judge a book by a cover, so you have to be true to the book. There's no point saying we'll make this look like the new Cathy Kelly if it isn't. Or, you know, so you really have to be true. So you have to read it. You have to spend a long time, because I think a lot of people, when they're reading the book, if there's a person's face on the cover, that is the character as far as the reader's concerned. They will think that's who it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I think people, but you also are trying to signpost people as well. So sometimes you'll find a cover looks a little bit like another well-known author because you're trying to say indirectly, you know, if you liked so-and-so, so-and-so, you'll like this one. So covers can be, and we're also trying to watch the colours as well and the scut of the styles. So, you know, certain colours, white covers will have its day. Then suddenly nobody wants white covers anymore. So you kind of, you know, they kind of, I suppose, nearly mirror the trends in fashion.
Yeah.
That certain colours become very, very fashionable.
Listener is wondering, where did I see it here? How many books does it take to be classed as a bestseller?
I
kind of feel nearly every book that comes out is a bestseller. They're all top shelf, aren't they?
Well, it depends on the different promotions. I mean, different shops own different promotions, and it just depends on the bestseller list. It's the amount of copies that you sell, and it just depends on what competition is out that particular week. You know, the books are polled every week, like records used to. Yeah. You know, that same thing. So there's a bestseller list that is produced every week, and the books, it's genuine sales through the tills.
So that's how it's worked
that's
out.
That's how it worked out,
Has there ever been a book that you turned down that ended up being a massive hit?
I would never tell anybody that.
Yeah. There might have been one, wasn't there?
Oh, I'm sure there's been. I'm sure there is.
What do you like to read? Like, what are you reading at the moment?
I'm in a book club, so I am reading. Yes, I'm in a book club, so I am reading the. I'm trying to actually think what the title of it is. It's The Beekeeper of Aleppo. I'm reading the sequel to that one. I think it's Songbird, but that's in my off time. At the moment, I'm reading two manuscripts, two submissions. One came in yesterday, so I've asked her for the rest of it. So I actually can't put this down. I know I was reading it this morning, and then I have three other ones that have just come in, so I'll be reading them. So
just finally, is it hard to separate your own taste from what could make a good book?
I think at this stage I kind of, you know, I can separate it. Yeah.
And if anybody's listening today and they're thinking, I'm going to throw in my thoughts and ideas now, how do they get in touch?
Paula@poolbag.com, but it's, and look on our website for our submission details, because we won't take handwritten manuscripts. There's three chapters and all of the instructions are there, how to get the manuscript.
The rules and all of that. Paula, listen, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million for coming in today and answering all of our listeners' questions. That's Paula Campbell, who's a publisher with Poolbag Press.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.